This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Food regime says that launch was a first for the nation, an intercontinental ballistic missile they claim can strike anywhere and anyone in the world. This was the announcement on North Korean state television. And now China and Russia are proposing a deal to try and smooth over rising tensions in the regions. We start with Lucas Tomlinson live from the Pentagon. Lucas, we heard the claims yesterday, last night, our time, from the North Koreans about this ICBM. What is the Pentagon saying?
Well, good afternoon, Leland. U.S. officials are now confirming that North Korea successfully tested for the first time a long-range intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, capable of hitting Alaska, something top officials have long feared.
The threat is much more immediate now. And so it's clear that we can't repeat the same approach, failed approach of the past. So the president has directed us to not do that and to prepare a range of options, including a military option, which nobody wants to take, right?
The Pentagon now says this latest North Korean missile could travel over 4,000 miles. North Korea uses a much higher trajectory than a real-world launch, which top officials say can threaten the United States.
In my view, it's a matter of time. They're demonstrating continued increase in capability, range, altitude, and capacity. We have to assume that the capability exists today to attack the United States.
In May, the U.S. Missile Defense Agency successfully shot down an ICBM in outer space in a test to see if the U.S. could bring down a rogue North Korean missile. A long-range missile launched from the Marshall Islands in the Pacific was successfully intercepted by a kill vehicle fired from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. And in a show of force, for the first time since the 1990s, the Pentagon ordered two U.S. aircraft carrier strike groups off the Korean Peninsula last month. Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says there are other options available as well.
We do have covert capabilities, and I think it would be wise for the United States to use those covert capabilities as a way to continue to undermine the North Korean government.
Well, and Kim Jong-un says, look at this, just the beginning. As he said before, he had more gift packages of missiles to send to the United States. Is this a very clear and present danger? That's the question. And, you know, I got to tell you, I'm grateful for the leadership that we have right now in office with the military experience at the helm, and including, I believe, the measure of Tillerson, Secretary of State, with Mad Dog Mattis and the rest of the generals, you know, keeping a close eye on this. And even Donald Trump, for that matter, you know, say what you want to say about him. I mean, he has not demonstrated that he's going to be some yippity-yow cowboy, you know, Scott, wanting to rush this country, into war. He's doing everything he can to avert it, I believe, putting pressure on the Chinese and really letting the Chinese know, look, at you are disappointing us here. And, of course, with a soon face-to-face meeting with Vladimir Putin, you know that's going to be part of the discussion as well. It's like, okay, guys, you know, we're playing a game of chicken here. How far do you want this to go? Is this shades and memories of Iraq one more time with Saddam Hussein beating his chest and making all kinds of claims and leading the international community to believe that he was a clear and present danger, that he did have weapons of mass destruction? Of course, it was clearer that he had them at one point anyway, because of what he did with the Kurds. You know, thousands of Kurds gassed and murdered. And, you know, so it was clear. And there was also a clear understanding that they not only had the technology, but they also had the intelligence and the people to do this.
And that what you're getting at is the problem isn't North Korea. They have their big brother standing behind them, you know, and North Korea's running their mouth, and we could easily handle North Korea. The problem is that anything we do to North Korea it might escalate things between the two big guys behind them.
I'm not sure necessarily easy. When you start taking down nuclear weapons and what you would have to do, it's quite massive.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
He's going to be in charge of the Security Council meetings this week.
Exactly. China is in charge of the UN Security Council, and there's supposedly a meeting in the works tomorrow afternoon to deal with this, but the prospects of getting something significant through with China in that point, and Russia obviously there as well.
I don't think it would make a difference if we were in charge of the Security Council. If we had the presidency, it would make no difference whatsoever. The Russians, it's a matter of the imbalance, the asymmetry of interests. Our interests are radically different from the Chinese and the Russians. And for 25 years, we've refused to accept that. The fact is, the others don't care. The missiles that are launched by Pyongyang are never headed west. They're always headed east. They're always headed our way. Everybody understands what the target is. So either we're going to act on our own, which is what the president says he'll do, or, and we are approaching the point, we're simply going to have to accept a nuclear North Korea the same way that under Mao Zedong, who was a fairly radical anti-American communist, we accepted the fact that China went nuclear as well. At a certain point, you bow to reality and you try to live in deterrence. It's not easy, it's uncomfortable, but I think we're going to reach that point where either it's going to be a binary choice. You go to war or you accept a nuclear North Korea.
Well, I think Krautheimer, in his sober perspective, as always, lays it out perfectly, Scott. This is what we're faced with, a binary choice. We're going to, you know, they're going to go nuclear and we're going to have to live with it. And, you know, it is rather shaky because of the instability of Kim Jong-un. You just don't know what he's going to do here. But he's certainly beating his chest and demonstrating to the international community he could care less what they think and he could care less what China thinks, right?
Well, that, and, you know, he's very adamant that he will do, he wants to destroy the U.S. I mean, that's been his thing. We normally don't, you know, he has declared war on us, right?
Yes.
Well,
you know, so did Iraq and so did ISIS, but look how long it took the United States to respond. And but this is, again, this is a new age and a new leadership team, and we're not following the Obama doctrine any longer.
Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully not.
Well, I don't see any indication that we are. I mean, clearly, it's a new ball game here, and we'll have to see. And what I appreciate about this administration is you're not seeing a lot of red lines here. You know, they're making moves. It's all being done in the back channels, you know, one-on-one type of meetings, whether it was with President Xi or Vladimir Putin, whoever that they can, you know, get involved here to do what they can to avert a war. I mean, you can say Donald Trump is crazy and make up all kinds of things about him, but I got to tell you, I am impressed that he's not jumping into this. I mean, he's measured. He's approaching this in a way I think that most America is approving. Not that, you know, all these approvals, you know, this is what gets me about all these approval rates. I think we make too much about this stuff. I mean, you can't lead a government based on approval ratings. I mean, that's what leadership does. Leadership brings the country alongside because it is for their good. They may not see it because look at Donald Trump's president. He's got inside information, you know. The media, CNN on down the line, whatever, they can beat their chest and jump up and down and scream and kick their feet on the floor, whatever they want to do. But the fact of the matter is the president of the United States has information. They're not, you know, they're not on that pay scale. Okay, they are to report what's going on. See, and this is the problem, you know, like we've talked about before, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And there's lots of opinions running out there, especially when it comes to Donald Trump. You know, they want to embarrass him. They want to delegitimize him. But, you know, as I was saying with one gentleman the other day, as he was so boisterous about how much he hated Trump, and talking about, you know, he's had it with fake news. And I said, well, I think most of America's had it with fake news. He says, well, I hate it that they talk about fake news. And I said, well, I find it quite interesting that they said the president was lying, but then when they find out that he wasn't lying, there was veracity to his tweet, nobody is apologizing, right?
Well, no. Why would they? Then they'd have to admit that they were wrong. You have the Project Veritas thing come out, and they immediately try and cover it up. Well, oh, he doesn't even work in this department. He doesn't work in that department. You know, Van Jones comes out. He says it's a nothing burger. And, oh, he comes out. Oh, well. I mean, they didn't let me finish what I was saying.
Yeah, he's trying to save face. Okay, come on, yeah. Give me a break. You know, give me a break. You said you would talk to anybody. You talked to somebody. And, you know, God forbid you would be honest and truthful.
But a meme with, you know, their logo put onto Vince McMahon's face. That's the worst thing you could ever do. You're inciting violence against us. Yeah. But what'd they tell us about Theater in the Park? Well, that's just art. That's just art. That's just theater. That's just theater.
Can't you take a joke?
Yeah, the Kathy Griffin thing. Oh, well, you know, it's poor taste, but, I mean, it is within her First Amendment right.
Well, she served tea and crumpets to the security staff. The government came in and had a little visit with her. Said, hey, we're going to talk about this. I imagine she was none too comfortable about that. But they knocked on her door and said, hey, we're here to talk. Well, and, you know, and however way she wants to put it. And, you know, I'm sure she was careful. You would have loved to have been a fly on that wall, wouldn't you?
No.
Oh, I would have. No, I would have loved because what's going to happen is what is she going to say now as opposed to what she says out in public? Like she's all that and, you know, her hands are on her hip and all defiant and everything. And it's like, look at, you know, what you just did was rather serious. You know, we take these things, you know, responsibly and serious. You threatened the president of the United States. What you're doing here is you're crossing a line, and your citizenship gives you no right to do that, even in the name of comedy and free speech.
Well, they're trying to say that, you know, the meme was inciting violence against the press.
You're talking about the CNN.
Well, the CNN
then.
One.
Yeah,
but that's what they tried to say.
Scott,
but they did the same thing with Kathy Griffin. They did the exact opposite. Well, this isn't what it is. They do it with it. They did it with the Theater in the Park.
Right.
You have people right now that I've seen more people call for the killing of our current president than I did in 8 years.
For 8 years. Scott, it's an accommodation for stupidity.
I've never seen this much.
It's an accommodation for stupidity. And this is a thing that is very dangerous because somebody is going to act on this because they've whipped up this fervor about why they hate Trump so much. I mean, even so much that, you know, this past weekend, and I hope you had a very enjoyable 4th of July. I'm sure in some cases and in some families, maybe tensions got a little bit tighter. Maybe there was this detente that was expressed before family members came to all the 4th of July parties. We will not talk about Trump. We will not talk about politics. But, you know, this one guy, he was absolutely impassioned that and indicting the presidency. Did you see that meme he created? Did you see that meme? And Of course he didn't do this. I mean, Donald Trump's 140 characters, man. That's how fast his, you know, he's moving his thumbs as fast as he can. He's not, you know, doing this animated meme. And, of course, they found the guy who did it, and he's resigned his position and saying, I'm not that kind of guy, you know, forgive me.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're coming at you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now. A couple of this and that's about the 4th of July. I hope you had a great holiday, time for maybe just a moment of introspection. Interesting, yesterday we were talking about service to this country, that we need to have more people with skin in the game. And I had made the statement, and you've heard this before, I believe, because I know I've said it several times, that I believe, you know, just like with Israel, you know, everybody, you know, serves 2 years for the country. And some people think, well, you're serving. Well, I don't want to hold a gun, you know. I don't want to. No, look, there's other things you can do to support the interests of our country. It doesn't need to be, you know, on the front line. We know that not everybody is designed to be on the front line. I mean, this is a volunteer force. But there should be an opportunity for you to be able to get involved in the military or some other service, the Job Corps, this sort of thing. What we did and talked about for those of us that were alive with John F. Kennedy, we know that that was, you know, that was a topic that came up. You know, to get involved, you know, ask not what the country can do for you, but what you can do for the country. You know, that sentiment still needs to be heard and still needs to be put out there. Oh, yeah, I was a Democrat, you know. But the regardless, I mean, you know, the truth is the truth, and those things that are of value, regardless of who they come from. You know, if they come from a little kid, I mean, you know, what do you say? You know, it's, well, that's inarguable. And a very powerful statement there. And it's not so much that, you know, we're all a bunch of gun runners or, you know, we're a bunch of military activists. It has to do with how you value this country. And if you're involved in the process, and if you're involved in the process, then you start having a respect for things like, you know, our founding principles and what our government is all about, and regardless of what our school systems do or they don't do and how they're trying to rewrite history, you should be aware that people are trying to rewrite history so that you can hold them in check. After all, we are a government of, for, and by we the people, which puts the responsibility right where it belongs. That's on us. We have the government we have today because of we the people. We have kicked back. We've allowed the elites to come in, take over. They say with all their college degrees and their special knowledge that they are special and they deserve, you know, an incredible amount of accommodation. And I know it galls people, working, hard-working people who cannot even, you know, approximate any kind of a retirement package or health care package that we give to the elites. We pay for it, you know, and somehow we're happy to do this, and they lead us to believe that we would be lost without them. Well, the fact of the matter is they're lost without us. And, you know, this is the thing that you need to step up. As one lady said, what am I supposed to do? Well, you start putting the pressure on. You start making phone calls. You don't have to do a whole lot. Nobody's saying set your whole life aside. But like Jenny Beth Martin with the Tea Party, they have a program where they're encouraging their constituents to give 5 minutes a day. Look, if you didn't participate in the military, it doesn't mean you can't participate in this country. You know, and just because you're too old for it, you know, it's like one guy the other day goes, well, I hope we go. He told this guy, he goes, well, I hope we go to war and you're at the front line. And, you know, what a bizarre thing to say, you know, because, the guy was supporting Trump and he thinks Trump's taking us to war. OK, well, that's your humble opinion. But to make that accusation, you know, that you would hope we would go to war and that he would be the first one on the front line. Well, you know, for those of us that have participated in the military, I know that many people, even my age, we'd be happy to, you know, replace our sons and daughters on the front line. And I mean that sincerely. And it's not so much because, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we have nothing to live for or we're, you know, some kind of bravado knuckleheads. You know, it's just that, look, we're proud to serve. And there are people that are designed and it's in our DNA to serve and protect. And we would do that at any age. You know, we might miss an extra target or two, but, you know, hey, we can get our eye back. We'll make it work. We'll be out there. And I'd be happy. I mean, I would be happy to serve this country once again. I'd be proud to do that. But there are other capacities that are needed. So, hey, look, you're afraid of a gun. You don't see yourself holding a gun. It's okay. Look, you can work in the mess hall. You can work in administration. But, you know, there needs to be an accommodation for it. This all-volunteer force that we have right now is restrictive. When you have less than 1% of Americans participating in the military today, I think it's a loss. It's a loss to this country. It's a loss to the individuals. Because what they fail to appreciate about this government and what it means to serve. I mean, gosh, I remember it wasn't that long ago. You know, they used to, you know, you'd be at churches and they say, hey, all those in the military, we want to honor you. Would you please stand? And, you know, there'd be almost a quarter of the room standing up. Now, oh, my goodness. I mean, it's like, you know, less than 10% of the people stand up any longer that are involved in, you know, in any military experience that have served this country. And I'm not saying that's the, you know, litmus test, but there is, without a doubt, there is something about serving this country that is real special and that is fulfilling. And, you know, when you have this kind of a situation that's taken place in your life, what do you want to do? You want to share it with others. You want other people to be involved and, you know, to get involved in protecting our country. That's what started in day one with our founding fathers and what carried all the way through. A couple of missing points, little known facts, 4th of July facts. Bruce Kaufman was with us yesterday. It's always good to have him. He is just so good. I appreciate his passion for history. And it's an honor to have Bruce on the line. But a couple things that we didn't get a chance to mention. Did you know that only two people actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th? You know, Bruce talked about John Adams had always thought it was going to be on the 2nd of July because that's when it was official. Everybody kind of agreed. But the actual signing, you know, only two people actually signed on July 4th. That was John Hancock and Charles Thompson, Secretary of Congress. Most of the other signers did so on August the 2nd. As we talked about, there were disagreements about when to actually celebrate our nation's independence. As you know, pretty well documented, John Adams advocated for the celebration on July 2nd, which was the day Congress actually voted for independence. And this is quite canny. And canny, we've talked about this in the past, but I will remind you, three U.S. presidents died on the 4th of July. Three. Okay, so what's up with this? John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe. Ironically, Adams and Jefferson both died on the holiday in 1826, which was the 50th anniversary of the independent United States. In 1778, George Washington chose to celebrate the holiday with his soldiers by ordering a double ration of rum. Okay, and of course, we had the big hot dog winner, right, yesterday, Scott?
Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut, once again. I mean, he did it well yesterday. Americans ate around 155 million hot dogs. I don't think Chestnut got up to that number, but he did set another record, didn't he?
Yeah.
I can't bear to watch it. I don't know. To me, and of course, now
pretty,
I've gone.
It's pretty disgusting to me, too.
Yeah,
but
I mean, vegan or not, I mean, you just look at it and you go, oh, really? Oh, gosh, you know. I guess there's no manners in a hot dog contest, right?
Yeah, no manners. He ate 70 hot dogs in 12 minutes. The reason why that's amazing to me is that I read somewhere that Americans only eat, on average, 72 hot dogs a year. So he ate 70 in 12 minutes.
What
so.
You can do with 12 minutes here? Oh, Lordy. Well, I don't
watch it either. I'm with you.
It's like one of those train wrecks. You know, you just turn your head on. I know it's going to happen. It's there, and it's just like, oh my! And then the cameras get really close up shots. You know, because you got to really get in there and see the disgusting mess.
Because I need to watch the guy chew his 70th hot dog.
Ugh. Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey, well, and don't forget chips. $92 million on chips. chips still are
now
raining.
I can get behind that.
Yeah,
I'm a chip guy.
Watermelon, $167.5 million on watermelon. That's why everywhere you went, there was watermelons. You're just
I'm also
pouring
all
out
on
like
that.
Forage, right?
I'm all in on that as well.
How about Cerveza? Cerveza beer, $341.4 million. Wow.
Well, somebody made me work today, so I wasn't all in on that.
Okay. Well, hey, we've got more coming. Stay with us.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KADC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Stacy Washington joins us now, host of Stacy on the Right Show, Air Force vet, Emmy-nominated TV personality, NRA member. She also recently agreed to take over the leadership, I guess a co-leadership position, of the network promoting diversity of political opinion within the black community in America as one of its co-chairs. That would be Project 21. Stacy Washington, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Always good. Happy day after the 4th of July. What a great time. And, you know, and I was saying, you know, especially for those who have served the country, it's not that we're, you know, it's something, you know, that like we're something special. It's just the 4th of July is something special for us because of our experience in the military.
I think so. And I also think one of the things about us is it's our country's birthday celebration. And it is so much fun to have everybody put down the politics for a day.
Yeah.
Just put on their American flag shirts. I mean, everywhere I went yesterday, there were people wearing American flags, you know, wearing red, white, and blue, even the little kids waving tiny flags. And it was just the time where everybody's just looking at each other like, hey, you know, hey, fellow American, and smiling.
Exactly.
And it was so nice. It was just so much nicer than like today, where CNN is doxing some fellow into oblivion because he made a meme about them.
I know. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. You know, here yesterday, as you're right, you know, the patriotic colors of red, white, and blue all over the place is really special. You appreciate it. You, at least I do. I only hope that more Americans are coming into the reality and the knowledge and understanding of what this country represents and what our Constitution is all about. Because I keep reminding people, you know, you need to spend some time in the Constitution. When was the last time you read it to appreciate what our founding fathers did and the brilliance of the document. You know, here in I'm in Florida today, and you know, and it's officially, you know, it's bikini day, so out with the red, white, and blue. They're bringing in the bikinis, but of course, in certain parts of Florida, especially down in Miami, it's bikini days every day, you know. But here, you know, the bikinis are out here in the East Coast of Florida. So we go from red, white, and blue to bring on the bikinis, I guess, you know. So it's just one of those things.
It's super fun. Yeah. And again, more Americana. Yeah. Every part of the country has its own kind of flavor and culture to it that is uniquely a part of the whole. And I think it's wonderful for us to take a minute and just be happy that we are Americans. And there are a lot of stories in the news that highlight how we're privileged and we're blessed, but we have a huge responsibility as citizens of this country to be appreciative and to maintain and preserve our Constitution and the rights that go with it. So,
exactly.
You know, it really enshrines our rights. It doesn't give us our rights. It just protects them. But we need to make sure, not just for you and I, because we kind of know this thing coming and going, but making sure that our kids understand this. Not only is this not North Korea, but it's also not Great Britain, where you can't decide whether or not your child gets experimental treatment. I mean, there's plenty of westernized nations that call themselves equal with us, but have far less freedoms than we do. So,
and that's what it's all about. It is about liberty, you know, liberty of thought, liberty of expression. But then you get some things that go over the top, you know, seemingly. And I'm talking about now, we're going to come back to focus on what you had mentioned earlier and that meme that has created so much attention. I was surprised over the weekend how many people were blaming Trump for that. Look what Trump did now. Trump isn't going to mess around with doing a meme. I mean, 140 characters. His thumbs are moving as fast as they can. He's not going to produce a meme like this. And, you know, finally, and of course now I want to hear what they're saying now that they've found out that it was somebody else altogether different. And, of course, he's all kinds of mea culpa right now. I'm not that kind of guy, you know.
Well, okay, first of all, nobody is that kind of guy. When you go on Reddit into some of these subreddits that are you know, they're basically places where you intentionally try to be meaner than everyone else is in the group with you. So it's an out mean fest.
Yeah.
And so you're being as mean as possible. People are in there saying things they'd never say in real life, things they probably don't even believe all the way.
Yeah, cyberbullying. It's cyberbullying on steroids, you know.
Well, it is, but they're all in there by choice to enjoy and a revel in the bad behavior. But that's not even, I mean, obviously that's a part of it, but the bigger deal is CNN not an international news organization? Do they not expect people to strike back at them on Twitter and Instagram and wherever else there's an online social media presence? For them to get so upset by that particular meme, I mean, it belies some really deep systemic issues over there at CNN. I mean, seriously, that they actually devoted time to it, they investigated it, they treated it like it was a true breach of their public persona. When memes are created about CNN all the time, I'm not sure if they've ever been on the internet, but it's not the first time they've been poked.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that when you do something, you will beget what it is that you do. So you get an equal reaction to it. That's just the nature of, you know, of natural law, I guess. And so, you know, they need to consider some soul searching, but they're not about to. And, you know, it's because they're above it all. They're so superior that they just think that they're being unfairly attacked. But somebody just had fun with them at their expense.
Well, I was actually just before this thing broke loose, I was over at the Daily Wire, and they have this really interesting piece up over there. It's all about CNN's ratings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about serious issues with their ratings. Like, for 7 days in a row, they didn't breach 900,000 on any of their programs.
Wow.
So they're having trouble. And I think maybe if we connect the dots, and obviously we'll never know the internals, we don't work there. But if you connect the dots to their ratings slump, the kind of desperate nature of Jim Acosta, the White House, you know, CNN's White House correspondent, the nature of his communications with the press secretary and others who work at the White House, he's desperate to reassert their dominance on the front row. And then you've got this story where they literally took people off of legitimate news. Like, for instance, just a couple of things. Isn't Trump's White House employing $22 million fewer worth of people, staffers, in the Obama administration? Isn't President Trump donating his entire salary He designates a part of the government to donate it to on a yearly basis, so he's taking zero money to be president.
Exactly.
I mean, he saved $85 billion in regulatory fees associated with regulations that the Obama administration implemented. He's rolled them back, and I mean, that's real savings. This is stuff we should all be like, wow, okay, some good news. You know, take the good with the bad. We haven't done anything about repealing Obamacare. Sure, we're off track on getting to health care reform that comes after the repeal and tax reform and all that. These are things that have to be addressed. But there is some good news here, and CNN hasn't bothered to cover the good or the bad.
Right. The 39 laws that he signed in, and as you say, the huge regulation cutbacks that we're experiencing. Of course, some of this is going to take some time, Stacey, as you know, to come down to Main Street America. But I can tell you, in terms of attitude, I have talked with, you know, many banks that are all, you know, very animated about the increase in interest of small business openings and people taking out loans and that sort of thing. They said they haven't seen anything like this since George W. Bush.
Well, it takes time, yes, but I think what we can do is we can kind of look at, like, some of the things you just talked about, the regulatory thing. Some of that is an immediate impact because businesses really, okay, now this person who works for me and almost exclusively handled government paperwork now can do something else. I can devote them to marketing or some kind of growth opportunity for the business.
Exactly.
And that does take time to materialize, but some of it is just the relief that business owners feel. Like you said, more people are seeking out businesses because all of a sudden there are maybe 10 or 12 regulations they don't have to adhere to in order to open a business. So we will see greater impact over time.
Well, so much more the mainstream media, you know, really doesn't want to report on. And it's a loss. I mean, because, and this is the frustration, I think, in part, that Donald Trump feels, that here he is, he's walked away from, his empire to what? To serve the country? To do something that he feels like he can do a better job? And so far, the evidence is pretty empirical, isn't it?
It is. I'm enjoying it. And especially after the 4th, today is my husband and I's 21st wedding anniversary.
Well, congratulations. All right. Okay. Well, have a good time. Enjoy your anniversary. Stacey Washington on Bill Martinez Live. Stace, thank you so much. Happy day after,
thank
huh?
You, Bill.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where do we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
It is 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. James Herson joins us now. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, how are we doing after the day after?
Hey, we're doing great. I seem to be fully recovered. How about you?
Hey, I'm like you. You know, anytime we can show off red, white, and blue, why not? And we've been encouraging the audience that it's a good time to remember. You know, just like the, first of the year, usually, we, remember to change out the batteries in our smoke alarms. I think days like what we just had, 4th of July, is a time for us to pause and remember our Constitution. How invaluable would that be?
Oh, sure. It's America's birthday. You know, and while we're remembering the Constitution, we also should always remember the Declaration of Independence.
Exactly.
Because that's our birth certificate, and those are the principles upon which the Constitution was built. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's a great opportunity. It's kind of like a combination of Happy Birthday USA and Thanksgiving for our freedom. You know?
Exactly. And here's the reason why we celebrate our freedom, the Declaration of Independence, exactly. You can't have one without the other. It's hand in glove.
That's right. Yeah,
well,
it still has a legal import.
Without a doubt. And I would say to all the millennials, I think one of the biggest disservices that has been done to you in some of these public schools is that they've ignored the significance. I mean, this is the reason to being. Unless you understand our foundation, then you find yourself thinking there might be a better way than freedom that our founding fathers spent years and years to hammer out. It wasn't like all of a sudden they got together in some dark back room somewhere and all started singing all 56 verses of Kumbaya and everybody agreed that this is the way it was supposed to be rolled out, right?
Oh, no. There was a lot of disagreement, but they agreed on the fundamental principles. And one of the main fundamental principles a lot of Americans don't understand. I don't believe our president totally understood it in the beginning when he got into politics, but I think he does now. Mm-hmm. And it's the basic idea reflected in the Declaration that rights and powers come from God.
Yes.
And that they are transmitted to government through consent, through what is called a social contract. That's the Constitution. That's why it begins with the words, we the people.
Exactly.
It gives limited power to the government. as we see fit in those enumerated powers that are in the Constitution. It's really an amazing, inspiring philosophy that we have.
Well, it's a beacon to the world, James, that freedom reigns. It's here. We make the enunciation that it is, you know, God-given rights that we have that the government cannot take away. But we leave ourselves vulnerable as more and more people in this secular society say, you know, I don't need God.
Well, yeah, it's true. And as they preach to us moral standards that can't exist in an atheist universe, they tell us we don't need God, when in fact, without a creator, they would not have the ability to have the world be intelligible. It's a very interesting dichotomy, but it accounts for the division we see in the nation today.
Well, and the thing is look at I understand we need to wrestle and have earnest conversations about these issues, but you look at the empirical evidence, this country, that there's been no other country like this country, a constitution, a declaration of independence, to overcome the number one fighting force on the planet, to, you know, for it to come into existence, this great American experiment. And even our founding fathers, George Washington, go on down the line, had to admit that it was by the hand of divine providence. It was not by some happenstance sort of luck. You know, these men, whether or not you want to argue they were deists or some other form of religious belief, the fact of the matter is that they did agree that there was a God, and for them to stipulate that God existed, that the rights that were given to us were by God, not the government, that says a lot. But it also says a lot where we are today as a country, that after all the blessings, the many blessings that we've come through here since our origination some 241 plus years, after all the blessings, we have the audacity to tell God, thank you very much, we'll take it from here.
Yeah, that's why I've loved the speeches that the president has made the last few days. And it's so refreshing, particularly at this time of year, that what he was doing was talking about just what you did, about the exceptionality of the United States of America, about its contributions to the world in what is, should be, objectively, a positive light. And it's refreshing because, you know, his predecessor went around the world making speeches, putting down this country, denigrating our history, denigrating our people, making the country into, the source of evil in the world. I mean, ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But that's the left, and that's what they do internationally around the world. Mm-hmm. They attack these notions that happen to be true, that America is exceptional.
Well, I think our former president picked that up directly from the sermon notes of one Jeremiah Wright. That's what he preached. That's what he, you know, sat in the pews for some 20 years listening to. So, you know, he speaks the words of his mentor. James, set that aside for a moment because I want to talk about your latest column, and that is this media love fest that used to take place between Joe and Mika toward Donald Trump. I guess that's, where has the love gone, huh? I hear a song there. Yeah, there's a lyric there somewhere.
Yeah, really, where is the love? it's what's amazing is in the so-called Twitter war that everyone's talking about, and generally Donald Trump's use of Twitter, the latest tweet involving a CNN, taking the old wrestling video, putting CNN, and these people sanctimoniously claiming how this is appalling and beneath the dignity of a president, seem to forget the fact that with Joe and Mika, when Trump was a candidate in the primaries, he was on that show more than any other guest. As a matter of fact, Joe and Mika were getting criticism from the elite saying that they were basically in the Trump camp, that they were trying to help Trump, blah, blah, blah. And then also they forget Joe Scarborough was talked about as a possible running mate for Donald Trump. Do you remember that?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's like, and the guy encouraged it. Joe and Mika did a town hall. They hosted a town hall event for Trump. And all of a sudden, they started these negative articles appeared, especially after the town hall, basically attacking Joe and Mika. I bet their social calendar started to suffer.
Exactly. Well, you don't go. You're not invited to those cocktail parties, you know, and you know that's very disturbing to the psyche.
So they find themselves in this position where, you know, they got to get back in the good graces of the media elite of the Washington Post, the New York Times. So all of a sudden, it was like a 180. Scarborough puts out an editorial, and he starts saying, this is still during the campaign, Trump doesn't have the ability to win this election. And Trump, of course, he's used to this kind of betrayal, but how does he respond? He started with his Twitter account. That's when the Twitter war started. It was when Trump was a candidate. Then, after the inauguration, around February, they started really with the name-calling. You know, Mika said that the Trump administration was a fake presidency. She banned Kellyanne Conway from the show. She said Kellyanne Conway is a purveyor of politics porn. Then Scarborough started saying the president suffered from dementia. He's a dope. It's just, I mean, a thug, a goon, Vladimir Putin's hostage, referring to his anatomy. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And this is the thing, and you know this, Bill. I mean, the president, before he was president, when he was a private citizen, when he was a candidate, he's always defended himself the same way. And, you know, the first lady said, when hit, her husband's going to respond by, quote, hitting back 10 times as hard.
Right, exactly.
American voters, 63 million of them, chose a president who fights back. And there's a reason for that, because Republicans haven't for a couple of decades.
Exactly.
And his family's been subjected to these smears, vilification, this mockery, and just repeatedly. He's going to fight back.
Yeah,
and that's the way it, and I think he sent a very important message. No one else is fighting for him, so he's got to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was my question, is who's covering his six? They need to have somebody in there doing this stuff. I mean, you got guys like Donnie Deutsch saying, oh, he wants to go Queens on him and take him to the playground. And remember, Joe Biden during the campaign made a statement that he wanted to take him behind the barn and teach him a lesson. God, could you imagine 270-year-olds duking it out? I mean, it'd be a pay-per-view event. We could make a lot of money on this.
Oh, God, would it? Yeah, it would be going back to when Geraldo fought Frank Stallone.
Yes.
I mean, that would be a great event. I'm sure Howard Stern would want to be, you know, the referee.
It would be
an event. No doubt about it. But the fact is, you know, there's a few people in the media. One is Sean Hannity. There's people that are standing up for the president, but they're in the minority. The media is at war with this president.
That's why many of us want the president to keep tweeting, because it kind of evens out the fight there a little bit. Hey, James, we got to leave it there to everybody's imagination. Of course, the tweets will keep on coming, and God save the queen. Why not, huh?
Absolutely.
James Hurston, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Bill.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use